Growing demand for federal shared services is driving yet a new attempt to improve the management and oversight of these services government-wide. The Office of Management and Budget is setting up two new organizations to plan and implement the shared services concept for common functions like financial management and human resources. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins me now with more. Jason, all right, so what's the latest story? What's OMB doing this time to get shared services going?
Yeah, it seems like we've asked this question many times before. Why is this day different than any other day? And the focus here is really around governance and implementation. It's less about creating yet another governance board and really more about putting the right pieces in place to ensure long-term success of moving agencies to federal shared service providers. Again, for a host of back office functions, whether it is financial management, HR, grants, or even travel. Dave Mader is the OMB controller and acting deputy director for management.
The establishment of this governance model, which I do believe is the first time that we're actually going to bring together all of the different elements, all of the different components of shared services, and begin as a government to manage them as an enterprise. And we're going to create this governance board. But as importantly as we have governance, you know, how do you actually execute that governance? So we have lots of governance boards that say, we think we should do this, we have this strategy, we should make these investments. Well, it's easy to say that. It's harder to then actually drive the implementation.
And I think Mader's right. I mean, that's really where this effort over the last decade plus has fallen apart, is implementation. There's been plenty of governance boards. OMB has also done a lot of the basic work, Tom, but what they haven't done is really driven that implementation. I think that's why this time is different. OMB is creating an implementation board called the Unified Shared Services Management Team.
This is a very small team, probably 10 to 15 people plus contractor support, whose responsibility is basically to take those directions from the governance board and then work with the providers and work with the customers to ensure that we actually accomplish what we say we're going to do. So as you sort of stroll through these milestones, set up the structure, set up the infrastructure, set up the governance, create the management model, and we actually have been really, really fortunate in having GSA, sort of Denise and her team, raise their hand and say, you know, we would like to host that. We think that fits nicely with GSA's core mission, and we want to host that, and they are now hosting that.
Now, the USSM, or Unified Shared Services Management Team, is led by Beth Angerman, who's actually on detail from the Treasury Department. Tom, if you remember Beth Angerman, she led the Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation over the last 2+ years. Really, that was some of the initial groundwork for this second, third, fourth attempt at financial management shared services. Now, the big governance board is actually made up of OMB, GSA, the Office of Personnel Management, and Treasury, as well as all of the CXO councils. That's CIO, Chief Information Officer, obviously, CFO, Chief Acquisition Officers, and Chief Human Capital Officers, as well as agency customers. So they're really trying to be inclusive. Mader says the first meeting of this governance board will happen in mid to late November, and the governance board will have a daily relationship with the, you know, implementation organization and the shared services providers. And Mader says together they're going to sync up on strategy and look at things like service level agreements and funding and all the really tough things that have stopped this initiative before. Mader says he expects the governance board and the Unified Shared Services Management Team to drive shared services efforts over the next couple of years, and we're talking a long-term effort here, Tom.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And also, you say demand from agency is creating and driving this second attempt. So it sounds like maybe shared services is starting to take on its own accord.
I think that's part of the reason. The demand is a big, big reason. We reported just last week about the Department of Housing and Urban Development became the first cabinet agency to migrate its financial systems to a federal shared service provider. HUD moved two more key parts of its financial system to the Treasury Department's Administrative Resource Center back on October 1st. Now, Dave Mader from OMB says there are 6 or 7 Homeland Security components, such as TSA, that are in discussions, move their financial management systems to a federal provider. The Veterans Affairs Department and at least 3 or 4 other cabinet-level agencies also are interested in following HUD's lead to move to a shared service provider. Mader says there's a good reason why agencies are more open to this, what we'll call outsourcing of their back-office functions.
It's not just that budgets are flat. I think what has dramatically changed people's mind is the effort that OMB and GSA embarked on almost 3 years ago around benchmarking around administrative services. So we've done two cycles together. We're going to do another cycle this spring. And it's interesting is the first year we did it, people could say, well, that's an aberration. That's only one data point. Well, this year we now have two data points. And in my mind, when you have three data points, you actually have a trend. And what's interesting is this past year, when we went through all of these, what we call FedStat, where we sit down with the DepSecs. And part of that process is we review not only the mission strategy, key mission strategy focus, but we also cover all these mission support functions. And not only do they get to see their own results, they also get to see themselves compared to everybody else. And when you start getting people to look at their performance against these mission support functions compared to their peers, I've seen people now say, you know what, find me a shared service because I can't find the talent and retain the talent in procurement, or I can't find and retain the talent in HR to deliver the level of service that I know I need to deliver to my employees. So we're seeing people now looking, using that data, going like, I can't improve this. You know, I need to find a provider.
That's Dave Mader from OMB, the controller and deputy director for management. This was an event, Tom, at the Partnership for Public Service last week that really focused on how to move the ball forward around shared services. Also joining Dave Mader was Ellen Herbst, the Commerce Department Chief Financial Officer. She says this benchmarking effort really over the last year was important because it focused on customer service and quality. And she says it really helped commerce understand the cost of delivery of back office services, and because it's about time, it's about effort, and it's all taken away from the mission side. And she says, listen, many times with these back office efforts, there's just sand in the gears, and they move so slowly because they're all gummed up. And she goes, listen, if we can make those gears move a little more smoothly, we can save money, be more effective, and most importantly, give some of the time, which is so precious, back to the mission side.
All right, so Jason, why does OMB believe this time for shared services is different than all those other attempts?
And I think that's the big question that came about after this event last week about why. Why is it different? Because, you know, the benchmarking data is important. The growing demand is important. But really, how OMB will make this effort work is over the next 15 months or so really comes down to a few things that are above and beyond just the basic, hey, we're going to do it this time. I caught up with John Marshall. He's the CEO and founder of the Shared Services Leadership Coalition and a former federal CIO.
The key missing ingredient, the key gap here is the lack of a roadmap and the lack of sustainability and continuity across administrations. And we think that's why legislation is necessary, so that we can take these capabilities and these governance structures that Dave is putting together today and putting in place now, and embed them, institutionalize them through legislation. And that's why Gene Dodaro and other observers have noted that the key to management reform and sustainability is legislation, to give it the underpinnings and to institutionalize across administration. So whoever's in the White House or whoever's leading agencies and departments, they can change. And we've had a floating crap game of different cast of characters through 30 years. But if those fundamentals are in place in legislation, they're going to have to be executed.
Now, Marshall's group is developing legislation and getting some attention specifically from Senate lawmakers. Now, Tom, the key piece of all this is funding. Will OMB finally address the funding issues? We could spend a whole section talking on the funding challenges. But one thing about John Marshall's group and their legislation is it does create a new kind of enterprise fund to help make sure all the shared service providers are on the same playing field, and it gives them a reserve fund. This is important. Can they solve the funding issue? Until they can do that, Tom, this whole piece is going to struggle to move forward.
And Dave Mader of OMB says that budget request will go into the 2017 request coming to Congress soon.
Correct. They are looking at legislation that potentially could be included in the 2017 budget request that would address, among other things, this issue of funding.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Appreciate that full report.
Always my pleasure.